Hello, this is Mary Lindo. I am so pleased that you are joining me for this week's teaching podcast. This podcast is prayerfully created each week with the intention of giving you a time of resting in the Lord and for allowing Him to speak into your life through 3 to 5 minute messages and prophetic impressions and insights. Each message is meant to assist you in cultivating your love for the Word of God, combined with the power of His Holy Spirit, confirming His words over your life. Gather your Bible and a cup of coffee or tea, and take a few minutes each week to sit back and allow the peace of God to wash over you as you enjoy soft background music that inspires a restful time of worship and tender moments with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And now, let's begin this week's podcast. Hello, beloved child of God. Today's podcast is titled, Hidden in My Secret Place. This is a prophetic word. Child of my divine plan, the coming darkness will cause you no fear. My perfect love for you will cast out all fear. I will hold your hand and lead you in a way like no other. I will give you eyes that can see in the dark, but I will also hold your hand and lead you through the darkness. For you, this present darkness will be an opportunity to help bring in the great harvest. I am the Lord of the harvest, and I will usher in a mighty and uncountable harvest. Don't try to count these souls. Don't try to count them. They will be coming from all directions and places and in many numbers. Those that are sitting in darkness are going to get up and run toward the light. Those who are engulfed in darkness will clamor for the light. And my chosen ones will shine bright in the darkness, and they will point the way to me. You will be like a lighthouse and a beacon in the dark and stormy sea. You will rejoice that you were chosen for such a time as this. Yes, my chosen ones, this will be a time of great harvest. You have been prepared for this great day. You are fit and ready now for service. I promise you were chosen for such a time as this. Child, do not fear or dread the coming darkness. Welcome it as necessary for a part of the things I have planned. You will not listen to the voice of the enemy or fall into the deceits and the deceptions of his lie if you are walking in my truth. You will be free indeed. There is great peace and security in truth, and it will save you from the entanglements and snares and traps of the enemy. So recognize, know, and embrace the truth of my word. It is a gift of my love for you. When you have my wisdom to rely upon, you see with the eyes of faith into the unknown. My child, the truth will set you free from the fear of failure. For when I am leading, I will never lead you to fail, but I will lead you to be victorious. I will set you free from the fear of man, for when I am on your side, tell me, who can rise up against you? Who dares come against my child, when I, the defender, and I, their protector, is present? My love and my loving care are a protective shield around them. So stand up and shine. Arise, clothed in light. I, the Lord, shine upon you. Arise from the depression in which circumstances have kept you. Rise to a new life. Be radiant with the glory of my presence, for the glory is upon you. Even though darkness will cover the earth and darkness and deep gloom will cover the people of the world, I, the Lord, will rise upon you. Even though thick, dark clouds will shroud the nations, your new day is dawning. People will see my glory around you, so arise and be glad. The eternal light shines upon you. I, the Lord, shall preserve you from all evil, and I will preserve your soul. I, the Lord, shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth, and even forever. I am your light and your salvation, so child, why should you be afraid? I am your fortress, protecting you from danger. So why should you tremble? When evil people come to devour you, when your enemies and foes attack, they will stumble and fall. Though a mighty army surrounds you, your heart will not be afraid. Even if you are attacked, you will remain confident. Just ask of me only one thing. Let it be the thing that you seek the most. To live in my house all the days of your life, delighting in my presence, in my perfect ways, and meditating in my secret place. For I will conceal you there when trouble comes, and I will hide you in my sanctuary. I will place you out of reach on a high rock. You will hold your head above the enemies who surround you. And in my secret place you will offer sacrifices, with shouts of joy, singing and praising me, the Lord of glory, with music. I control human events. I give rulers their power, and I take it away. My name will be praised forever and ever. I am all-powerful, and I know everything. And I am the source of wisdom and knowledge. I reveal deep and secret things, and I know what is in the darkness. My child, move into a simpler lifestyle. Move nearer to my fire and my presence, for the pillar warms in the night seasons, and the cloud shields from peril during the day. When you are so consumed by my glory and my presence that you must do everything you can to live in it and near it, you will be a blessed person. Blessed is the man who longs for more of me. To flourish in my presence means to have no other love focus but my will, and no secret agendas or hope of personal greatness in reward for your efforts. Blessed are you when you persevere under trial. Because you have stood the test, you will receive the crown of life that I, the Lord, have promised to those who love me. Wisdom comes from me. It comes from above. Intelligence comes from man's own efforts. A godly character will reflect inclusiveness of others, compassion, patience, and a brutal self-examination and honesty. Charisma is one with flair, influence, and human wit. It draws others into a web of hope and promise, but rarely sacrifices its own agenda and comfort. Child, bow down in a holy fear of my almighty ability to scan your inner thoughts, and ask me to truly renew in you a clean heart, clean motives, and clear pathways. To know of my ways, you must know me. To know me, you must spend time with me. To spend time with me, you must purpose to put aside the list of things that you have to do before you can spend time with me. Order your days first in my presence and watch the desires of your heart be fulfilled. Man and his counsel will always fall short of the full truth of my wisdom. I have blueprints and a master plan for so many things yet to build upon in your life. Come, let us walk together again. You are the temple, the house of my Holy Spirit. I desire to build you up in spiritual strength as you walk in prayer and conversations with me. I will fulfill your longings for peace and direction as you step up again into a heavenly trust and rest. People will change and man will fail you. Friends will turn if they're not seeking my voice above the clamor of the day. And you, my child, will fail others if you listen to your own voice of reason and intelligence. As you turn to me, you will see my compassion poured out upon you, and you will then have my power of pure godly compassion and wisdom-driven grace to pour out upon others. Seek me with all of your heart, your longings, your heartaches, your dreams, and I will be there with arms of strength to rescue you from despair. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all of your heart. Father, I just ask that those listening today would now submit themselves to you in the secret place and allow you to speak to them. Speak to them deeply now, Father, by your presence, in Jesus' name.